Bob Albury in the studio with us. How you doing, Bob?
Good, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're talking Merricks today.
Doing a little Merricks talk
today. You got a nice sweatshirt on there. Folks will see that when I post that later on.
Thank you.
Wearing a nice sweatshirt there, which proclaims Family Dining, Merricks Ranch House.
I'm just a walking billboard today.
So. Established 1945, correct. Which would be 81 years ago.
That's correct, yeah. Been around a while.
Right, the end of World War II. I
correct.
Guess, huh? So we got some new menu items you want to tout.
Yeah, we're enhancing our dinner menu. Corey, we just put in the new menus this last week, mm-hmm. and we've got a couple really exciting items that we added on there that I think okay. people will enjoy. People have been asking for more flavor, and so we've now got a 14-ounce ribeye dinner for less than $30. It's a 14-ounce ribeye, prime cut.
I love ribeye.
Hand cut, best cut out there by far. But yeah, so you get that plus two sides of your choice for less than $30.
That's
great. We
think
it's a great value. So we've had a lot of comments, very positive comments so far with that. We're also have a bone-in pork chop dinner that we've rolled out. So it's a 12-ounce bone-in pork chop.
I like pork chops too.
We top it with an apple cinnamon glaze. And it's a wonderful product.
Yep.
If you like the sweet and savory type foods, that's the one for you. If you like pork chops, it's an excellent product.
Yep.
And there you get that for $17 with two sides. So great value on that as well.
That's great.
So, yeah, we're trying to enhance the menu, enhance flavor and choices. And we think that a couple of good options for dinner. I mean, you can get them anytime, lunch or dinner, but they're more suited for the dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
We've also added a couple of great items to our breakfast lineup. On the Philly cheesesteak front, that's been such a popular sandwich for us at lunch and dinner, we're expanding that into breakfast, believe it or not, with a Philly cheesesteak omelet.
An omelet, okay.
So it's just what you think
same
it
ingredients,
is.
Just same ingredients, just in omelet form.
Instead of bread, you get eggs. Hmm. So.
Okay.
You get your choice of cheese, the whole bit. So it's a wonderful product, great flavor. We thought people would enjoy that, and so far they really do. And,
great.
Of course, our home-baked cinnamon rolls. We went to a fresh-baked, I'm making them myself, which I don't know, maybe that's good or bad. I don't know, but I make those fresh.
I'm sure you get some good feedback on it.
So. Yeah, fresh-baked and cream cheese topping, you know, the frosting on there.
Only way to go.
It's delicious.
It's going to be homemade cinnamon rolls. It's going to have the cream cheese.
You can get them any time of day, too. So you want to come in and you know, you can do the place that Brand R does with the cinnamon roll and chili if you want, because we've got both of those items. So.
Yeah.
But so some great additions. We hope people come out and try those. And hopefully they enjoy all those new products. So.
You know, whenever you talk about your menu, you're always talking about getting feedback and to have somebody, but you know, locally owned with what you do. I mean, the benefits of that is to be able to respond almost immediately to the feedback.
That's correct.
You're getting instead of franchise places, you know, they're pretty much kind of put in a box a lot of times as to what they can offer on the menu. You can
no question.
You can basically hear something and the next day put it in motion, huh?
We can shift on a dime.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. In my previous restaurant background, I was with a couple of different franchises,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's like steering a cruise ship. You know, it takes forever to turn. And with when I own Dave's Place, and now when I own Merrick's, we're able to make decisions very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we can respond to customers' likes and tastes and what's shifting. And they've told us they love our original products. We sell a lot of them, the chicken fried steaks, the meatloaf, and et cetera, the homemade soups. But, you know, some people want a little more. So that's what we're doing now. So.
They can order, I know you do DoorDash, right?
So we have DoorDash available, so you just jump on your DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have an account nowadays. You can order on web. We have merricksnp.com. You can order right from our website. Or you can call us at 532-8200 and do it the old-fashioned way. Or the really old-fashioned way, stop in and grab a table and do it that way.
I tell you what, you call that old-fashioned, but that's I've always said if that's part of the experience is actually going to a place which has so much history. The local places just love going and experiencing it and getting the full atmosphere.
You know, the diner atmosphere restaurants are kind of dying. And you notice now a lot of the restaurants, they're all geared toward the mobile ordering, which is something you probably want to have, but it's not, you don't want to be a center of focus, I don't think. So these places where you can actually come in, you have a server, you order, they bring it to you. Those places are getting fewer and further between.
Yeah.
So we that's kind of our calling card and what we're proud of. So.
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, convenience pretty much trumps everything. But with some things, you just got to allow yourself and set aside, you know, an hour and a half and get the experience. And
I mean, we're never going to be McDonald's, nor do we want to be. So
That's good. That's a good
Nothing
thing.
Against McDonald's.
There's enough restaurants.
They have their place in society,
that's
too.
Right.
But we want to be a different type of place.
Right.
So, you know.
Got options. That's good. Anything regarding CT computer services you want to mention?
You know, just people just need to continue to be aware and vigilant for scams because that seems to not be going away. In fact, it's getting worse. Scam calls are ramping up. You know, the scam emails now are being thwarted a lot by the email filters and whatnot.
They're doing a better job of filtering that out and making you aware that it's
correct.
A scam.
But the spam calls, for some reason, I don't know what the problem is with the technology there, but the spam calls are getting through, I think, in more mass now. And people just have to be aware. They have to be vigilant. Now, you'd think, oh, I know a scam when I hear it. Well, just be vigilant because some of these scams are very elaborate.
I just would say if you don't recognize the number,
that's the easiest
don't
thing.
Answer it.
That's the easiest
if
thing.
They leave a message, you can listen to it.
Generally, they don't leave a message. What
that's
they're trying
the
to
thing.
Do, they want to see who answers.
Right.
So if you don't answer, you're more likely to be taken off their list.
Right.
If you do answer and hang up, you're going to stay on their list.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice. If you get a lot of spam calls, just ignore them.
Yep. I've gotten this one particular call, and I don't know for sure it's a scam, I suspect. But and it's the same number, and it's the same type of time of day over my lunch hour. And I'm like, I'm not answering you. I don't know the number. It, you know, my phone tells me potential scam, you know. But,
if you think it's a scam, it probably is.
Yeah.
So
more than likely.
And if it's a bank calling, your bank is typically not going to call you for information.
Yep.
They're going to ask you to come in for security reasons, and you have to provide information that says you are who you say are and all that. So these things over the phone where they're asking for any kind of personal information, do not give it out whatsoever.
Don't do it. Bob Alberry with CT Computer Services and Merrick's, our guest this morning. Appreciate you, sir, and look forward to our next chat here in a couple
weeks. You betcha. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Enjoy the warmer weather after today. Okay?
I hope so.
All right.